Good morning. Yesterday we noted that due to a technical doubt over dawn, we have to wash hands before and after Slichot, at least in its ideal conception, not the way we do it, which is a little later in the day. The next halacha, the next se'if, has a similar doubt over dawn. Hashlech tzoba sha'omer Slichot, yitatef b'talit mitzliyetzet kodem shemantchel ashrei. There is a minhag that when Slichot, you wear a talit. Based on the premise in the Agadita that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens in a talis, we also daven in a talis. But the time of day that Slichot is ideally recited means that we have a doubt whether one should say bracha over a talit that one owns. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues to suggest, L'fish yesh tzafek im yivarach bracha al talit shalo. Since there is a doubt whether you say bracha over your own talit, k'shlevo shabalayla, when you're wearing it still at its dark, al kain lo yitolet shalo. So you shouldn't get your own talis for slichot, v'gam lo talit hakahal, and neither a talis of the community. Because you'll notice if you borrow a shul talis, you should really say bracha when you put it on, because everybody in the community has rights to everything that belongs to the community. Ela yishal lo talit ma'acher, but you should borrow a talis belonging to someone else. Now, as we've said, the time of day that we do slichot here, this is unnecessary, you just put your own talis on. But again, at least in its ideal conception, it is pitched at a time when we are unable to put anything on that we have any rights to. It is almost a confession of reliance on other people. We need to cast ourselves in a state of complete dependency on another before we can face God and do repentance. Rabbi Chanani Makasha Omer, Ezek Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lazako Deit Yisrael, Lachen Hirvelim Tum Mitzvach Namanachavet Saman Sidko Yagdal Torah V'Yadir.